It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll take a look at the future of coal as an energy source here in the United States.
First, we're taking a look at the package of heroin laws passed in Wisconsin. A few months ago, Governor Scott Walker signed several bills aimed at addressing the growing problem of heroin use in Wisconsin.
As part of a new series on heroin in Wisconsin, the Gannett Wisconsin Media Investigative Team polled experts about how these laws are working so far. Nick Penzenstadler is with us to share the results. Nick, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks for having us.
Well, still a problem. We've seen a couple of heroin overdose deaths as recently as this weekend, right?
That's right. We had two young people right here in the Fox Valley that are suspected to have died from overdoses just this weekend.
Well, the legislature, the governor, see this as a problem. We had this bundle of laws. Is it too early to start thinking about how they're working or how effective they are?
Well, that's what the Department of Justice would tell you, that, you know, they like time to maybe get some data on this, but some of them were billed as making some immediate changes and hopefully turning the tide against this. So we talked to prosecutors and police and some experts about which ones they think will have the most impact and which ones maybe were good for the headlines but won't change habits or the results.
Well, one of those potential immediate impact laws is the use of Narcan, a drug that emergency providers can use for someone having an overdose. What's been the reaction to that among the people you talked to?
Right. That was the top bill that was picked out as having the most immediate impact and the one that the responders and the prosecutors and the people involved in this think will have the most impact. That Narcan is the word for naloxone, the drug administered that really rapidly counteracts the effects of an overdose. And other narcotics like oxycodone and can bring people back to life instantly when they're on a call.
And you, I think, quoted an EMT giving a really positive response. This is one of their feel-good calls in a weird way.
Right, yeah. We talked to a Oshkosh firefighter. Those are firefighter paramedics, so they've already had this training, and they can go on calls if there's an overdose, and someone can be have no pulse, not be breathing, and within a few minutes back up talking to these responders. So it's really rewarding for them to be able to get there in time, get them breathing, and basically come back to life.
Also along the lines of emergency response, this immunity for 911 calls, so somebody now doesn't have to worry about being arrested for using heroin themselves if they're as they're calling 911 to report an overdose. Have we seen an impact of this so far?
Yeah, I think the trick with this one is getting the users to know about this law and to not be afraid to call 911. For a long time in Wisconsin, as in other states, if you were using with a friend and that friend overdosed, you could be prosecuted for calling for help, if you were using as well. So this doesn't protect you if you provided the heroin, like the Len Bias situation. If you're a user that's providing the heroin that ends up killing someone, you can still get in trouble. But right now, if you take a friend to a hospital or call 911 or take them to a firehouse, you can get some immunity.
So both of those are built towards saving lives in case of overdose. How about the laws geared toward more treatment for opiate addiction?
Yeah, there's two pieces that pump some more money into programming. But again, that's more on the treatment side. So if there is one criticism for these laws, there isn't a whole lot aimed at prevention as far as getting people into this. They addressed prescription drugs, but there's nothing on that front end prevention side that really stops the habit from starting.
Well, there was one encouraging drug disposal, the idea that if we have fewer prescriptions of, fewer prescription painkillers sitting around in people's medicine cabinets, that lowers the risk that somebody's going to get hold of those and abuse them and then get addicted in the first place. Are we seeing these programs going around the state? Are pharmacies taking these drugs back so they can be destroyed?
It doesn't seem like pharmacies are quite there yet. I know that's the aim of this. The idea of the new law was to expand and encourage communities to do it, both in police departments and whoever is willing to get involved. And you have to go through some training and get hooked up with the federal drug folks to dispose of the drugs properly. But the idea is to expand this and, yes, to eventually have your local CVS or Walgreens take any extra prescriptions and make sure they get taken to the right place.
And speaking of the pharmacy counter, one of the laws says if you want certain prescriptions related to opiates, ones that people are getting addicted to, you've got to show ID to pick up that prescription. You point out in the piece, a lot of pharmacies were already doing that.
Yeah, this was common practice around the state. So some folks see this as kind of duplicating and maybe just codifying. If you're in a smaller community, a small hometown pharmacy might not be following that practice. So it's good for those areas. But like here in Appleton, all the Walgreens were already doing this. So it won't make a big change in that regard.
Well, you mentioned, and I want to dig a little deeper, the idea that most of these things are treatment, overdose, not as much on the prevention side. It didn't seem like legislators were thinking these were the be-all and end-all, though. Is there talk out there of next steps?
Yes, I think we're already seeing, obviously we saw Brad Schimmel, the Attorney General candidate for the Republicans, come out yesterday and today around the state talking about his plan, and part of that is adding resources to existing programs to prevent people from getting addicted. But there are some other measures we're seeing other states take as far as stopping people from starting, even on that prescription side. There's efforts in other states like Kentucky to limit how much of a supply you get of a prescription, maybe only 48 hours or even a couple days supply, and then you have to come back and get it refilled to kind of prevent that abuse from starting.
You mentioned one of the candidates for attorney general at a forum. I mentioned this on the show the other day when asked the top, law enforcement or crime and punishment issue in Wisconsin at a recent forum. All four major party candidates said heroin. Mm-hmm. So people are taking this seriously, it seems like.
Yes, definitely. I mean, I think we're on the upswing as far as our heroin overdose deaths per capita. We're still on the low end in the country, so it's maybe not as alarming as Appalachia or the Southwest. I mean, West Virginia has a rate that's much larger than ours, but it's definitely being treated as a top priority because there's such high profile cases that can spread so quickly and really impact the community because it hits so close to home.
You talked to a bunch of people on the front lines on this. What was the sense that you were getting from them that we are on the upswing? Things are going to get, in terms of the number of heroin deaths, that things are going to get worse before they get better? Or are they seeing maybe the tide turning a little?
Well, I think everyone realizes that it's a combination of new laws, harder prosecutions, but also that awareness piece. So obviously we saw the Department of Justice hammering away at their Fly Effect campaign to get the word out that, the state is serious about this and there's going to be serious ramifications. So I think there's kind of a hope and watching in these next couple months and maybe next year at this time, we'd have a pretty good idea of, are these laws having an effect to really putting the numbers down? That's the ultimate number that everyone cares about. The overdose deaths at 227 last year, if we can knock that down for 2013, I think that would be a signal that we're moving in the right direction.
And again, talking to people in the police community, prosecutors, emergency responders, were there things that were saying along the lines of, here's what we need, here's what needs to be the next step?
Well, I think everyone wants more money for their programs or piloting new things. I think there was a lot of support for pilot programs. Try them on a small scale. If you can do something in Winnebago County, expand it to the state and put some money into it. But I think everyone realized this was a good first step, even if some of the laws, just put into law what had already been done. It's a good first step.
We'll leave it there for now. Nick, thanks for checking in with us again.
Thanks, Rob.
That's Nick Penza-Sadler. He's a reporter for the Gannett, Wisconsin Media Investigative Team.